I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/goals.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline.
Today, we're talking about the ick. And this, I feel like this is like trended in and out for a while, or been one of those consistent trends that like stayed. But also, one of our friends sent us a TikTok, or a reel, an Instagram reel.
An Instagram reel.
And it was like satire about, I didn't think it was funny at all. I didn't think it was funny.
Because you thought it was serious? You were like, oh, this makes sense?
No, I was just like, this is, of course, I don't know. I was like, this isn't funny. It was a video of, like, a doctor prescribing this girl with, like, icks.
Oh, yeah, she was being prescribed.
She was being prescribed icks. And I was like, this is just, like, not a good joke. And okay. And don't get me wrong, I love a good like ick joke.
She loves a good meme.
I love a good meme, too, is the craziest thing. But I just did not think this was funny. And while I was watching it, I was like, wow, if someone did some of these things, I don't think I would cringe. Whereas, like, if they did that in the past, I think I would, like, obviously it would cringe.
Oh, so you're, like less icked now?
Yeah.
I actually and do I would say, think it's a sign of maturity.
Yeah.
I'm less and that's why than I usually am.
We'll get, I wanted to add when Caroline said we're talking about the ick today, I was like, can we add anxiety? Because I feel like it gives the same, and I'll explain my rationale between that. But I feel like the past few nights that I've hung out with my friends, everyone has been like, the next morning were like heinous things, like why did I say that? But in a like, that was so silly, like I wasn't expecting that to come out way, not in a anxiety, like there's been no anxiety.
Okay, I feel like, because I talk about anxiety because I'm like, I feel like I have anxiety, but for me it's less like, oh, I'm anxious about the things I said, and more like my body just feels a physical anxious reaction. Like, I'm just, like, on edge.
Yeah.
And, like, anxious the next day. Okay, that's, okay, I get it, though. Because I didn't know, I was like, why is that looped with that? But you're like,
because you're not, for me, the same
what you did the night before.
Yeah. Or not icked, but I feel like it just comes with a sense of being secure in both yourself and the group of people you're with.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's a really good sign if you wake up the next morning and what it depend like it doesn't matter, even if you went to coffee with someone and then you just overthink it afterwards,
yeah,
that could be a sign. Maybe it's just that you're not super close with that person, which is valid. Like, obviously it takes a long time to get close with people and gain trust, but I feel like it's a really good sign if you can hang out with your friends and like embarrass yourself or say something that you maybe weren't expecting to say, yeah, or like overshare a tad and be like very comfortable in that and yeah, not be worried or like overthink or wonder how that's going to change their perception of you.
Yeah.
And I mean, going back to icks, I feel like my brain went this way because my first reaction to that ick video was like, this isn't funny. Because what were some of the examples?
I don't remember.
It was stupid things like, oh, when he goes and picks up a ping pong ball off the floor. I'm like,
as he should.
It's not like, how else are you going to pick it up? Like, it's not going to just lift up into your hand. I don't, yeah. But obviously, everyone has experienced either having icks for people or like laughing at ick jokes,
yeah,
because they at the end of the day, like, some of them can be funny, but I just had this realization, I was like, this is not funny, like it's just someone picking up a ping pong ball, like it's really not that deep. And I just thought that was interesting, like point of growth.
Yeah, no, that's actually a really interesting thought on it. I didn't know you were gonna bring that up, like the maturity aspect of feeling like you're not getting icked or feel like those things are icks that much. But I actually think it's very true, one, that if you're with the right people, things aren't an ick, it's just like funny, or it's yeah, just normal, or you yeah, don't think about it, and maybe you're like much more accepting of a person because you're
comfortable enough with those people that you're also doing things that could be ick worthy or might be perceived of icks, but yeah, it's like you're comfortable enough to do those things, so you're gonna give them the same grace that you want them to give you. I just think when talking about the ick, like I've been icked so many times in my life. It's such a natural feeling. Like, it's something we all go through, but it's kind of like, what does that mean? Does it mean...
It means you don't
this
actually...
This person's, like the person. Actually gross? Or is it a reflection of me? Like, is it a commitment issue thing? Or is it, like, an I'm scared to actually get close to a person? Or is it just, like,
I think
I'm
it's
less
just
accepting
you don't like
of
person.
This person
yeah,
and finding ways to be icked by them.
You have less tolerance for the people that yeah, you don't care as much about.
Yeah, or that it's not actually right with. Because there's so many things, like, people that I love and good friends, like, you either just, like, let little things slide, or you just don't even pick up on them, or it's just funny. It's like, oh, that's just that person.
Yeah.
You know,
or
rather than, oh my god, why are they chewing their cereal so loudly?
Right.
I'd be like, oh my god, stop chewing your cereal so loud, ha ha ha.
I even think about the jokes you make around different people, like, you would, the things you accept as funny, or someone could say, like, the Hoboken Tunnel. We're driving through the Hoboken Tunnel once with our friends, and someone's like, like, Hoboken Tunnel, and we're like, that is the funniest shit ever. It like comes up in conversation all the time. We're like, it just is a joke. Someone could bring up the Hoboken Tunnel, and we're rolling on the floor, crying, laughing.
Right.
Whereas if you were in the car with someone that either you weren't as close with, or you like didn't appreciate as much, and they were like, oh my god, the Hoboken Tunnel is so funny, you'd be like,
What
are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's just a tunnel.
We had a blast making jokes about the Hoboken yeah, Tunnel. Like, this would be, we were like making jokes about like putting a rest stop inside the Hoboken Tunnel so that it could be a tourist attraction.
Like, it's obviously not funny to anyone else.
Or like,
maybe you drive the Hoboken Tunnel to work every day, and next time you drive through it, you're gonna be like, this is just. We were stuck in traffic, and so we were like, what can we possibly do right now in the Hoboken Tunnel?
Because we were a little bit scared. We were stuck in traffic inside of a tunnel. This was scary, so we were just joking about it. I think another silly example with friends, this is actually the same friend, is one time, and I don't even think I was here for this, I think I just heard it, but he was wearing Cheez-It boxers, and somehow everyone could see.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is actually a really, really good example.
Yeah. just Cheez-It print. And I like, screen printed, right? Like, not like little gimmicky, like, oh, pop art Cheez-Its, but it was, like, legitimately
no, it was, like, if the Cheez-It box were, yeah, it was, like, a photos, and we were tanning on their roof, and he walks up in a, first off, bathing suit that was, like, I don't know why he put it on, because it was ripped up the side so much that it was, like, open, and then he was wearing Cheez-It boxers underneath, and we're like,
oh, no.
That is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Whereas if someone else, you like saw their boxers and it was Cheez-Its, you'd be like, what in the actual world is going on right now? Yeah. I have to go. Like,
that's so
weird. Where did this come
I
from? That's so weird.
Go.
But with people you tolerate and are like, just like, get along with,
yeah,
you're gonna be like, this is hilarious. Like, yeah. That's so funny. Let me take a picture. We need to frame this or something.
Because yeah. I think the, where I'm like, okay, ick, good or bad, because we've all felt that, is thinking about, is this a sign for me that I just don't really like this person or shouldn't, like, because I think a lot of the time we talk about icks with romantic relationships or people you're talking to or starting to see, and it's kind of that after you get over the phase of, like, being excited about them and having a crush, it's like, oh, then all these icks come out to play. But there's kind of a push and pull of, is that the person is actually, like, ick-worthy to you and it's not a good match and it's not going to work? Mm-hmm. Or is it just, like, oh, you're getting comfortable with a new person or you're seeing more sides of the new person and spending more time with them and it's almost like a subconscious commitment issues trying to find problems kind of thing? Like, I don't know what the answer is if, or I guess I don't know if there's always one set answer if you should move past icks and look past them or not. I think it's like, I think though that you would probably know if felt like somebody was worth looking past an ick or not. I think you would like feel that.
Yeah,
that
genuinely. I genuinely think there's one answer.
Oh, okay.
To, it's just that you literally do not like them. It could be a friend, it could be someone you're dating, it like, it's literally just that you don't like them. Because even if you have just met someone and you subconsciously like them, like, yeah. You either click or you don't. You either get along or you don't. Obviously, down the road, you can gain trust and things can change, but for the most part,
yeah.
You either vibe with someone or you don't really. And if you're getting icked out by things that on other people don't ick you out, or getting icked out at all, because everyone's gonna do embarrassing things by acting like we're all human.
Yeah.
So, if some, like, last night our friend went to go, my friend Rose, and so there was, like, an erg, a rowing machine in her living room. We were all hanging out on the couch, and he, like, gets up and goes to sit, but, like, his pants are semi-down, and, like, your boxers are out of your pants right now, and then he just, like, sat down, like, it was just funny.
He was just rowing.
And then he, like, he can't row for shit, but he's, like, rowing on the erg.
Yeah.
And we're like, this is hilarious. But if someone else, if that happened to someone else, I would hope you have, like, tolerance or a little bit of leeway for people, but in your head, if you were like, ooh, that was, like, I'm kind of cringe right now, it's probably just that you, like, maybe don't get along that well. Because,
yeah,
think about yourself in this scenario. If you did an embarrassing thing, like spill water on yourself or walk out and your fly was undone, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's like, oh, oops, like, let me zip it up. Like, your pants come unzipped. You gotta zip them up. You know what I mean? It's really not that big a deal. Right. It's just a thing. So if you were on the other end of it, I think it's also important to know when you get embarrassed at something and when you don't. Because if you, and it could be, obviously you get embarrassed if you, like, don't know someone that well for certain things, but I think there are different vibes with embarrassment. Like, you can be, if you're really close to someone and you do something embarrassing, it's just funny to both of you.
Yeah.
If you are friendly with someone and do something embarrassing and you, like, you want their appreciation and their approval and, like, you want to get closer, you want to be friends with them, you want to have a relationship with them, when you do something embarrassing, you're embarrassed out of a sense of, like, oh, I don't want this to change how they perceive me. I want them to still like me, I want this to go well. And then there's the kind of ick where, from your perspective, it would be like, if you embarrass yourself, you're embarrassed because it's just like going poorly or you're messing up and just like things aren't clicking. Like,
yeah,
I think that's more, icks are kind of more frustrations, like, oh, why did they just do that? Like, now I'm frustrated that I had to experience this. Rather than like, oh, I'm icked out, I'm cringed.
Yeah.
I'm cringed out.
Yeah.
Because honestly, icks have way, when you get the ick for someone, it honestly has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with you and your reaction and your perception relationship with that person.
Yeah, it might have to do with your relationship, but it's not necessarily them. It's just your compatibility or your relationship with them. I think the thing about an ick, though, I think is it's very sudden. Like, I see an ick as a sudden feeling of disgust or like suddenly
like
being repulsed by somebody. And
if they say something,
it feels
if
so
they
intense.
Have a certain inflection on their words, or if they, I don't know, act a certain way, if their clothes are fitting a certain way, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can, in the moment, you see that and you're like, ugh.
But
that's
can,
what the ick is. It's not like an overall thing. It just happens in the moment. And I think the only reason that could come on to you is if you don't have tolerance or acceptance for that person. And that isn't necessarily a bad thing if it's just these little things like someone picking a ping pong ball, like stupid things that don't actually really matter. But I think that's just a sign for you that you don't have the energy to like give them because you're not clicking that well.
Yeah. Well, if you take it from a serious perspective and you're like, why do I get the ick? Like, on a more definitive side, that typically is going to come like when you discover a new habit or behavior of a person that you didn't know before and you find it kind of repulsive. But probably, hopefully, I think on a more serious side, it would be like a repeated behavior. I think the kind of silly icks are those ones like, oh, he picked up a ping pong ball and he had to bend over. Oh, he had to use an umbrella in the rain. That kind of stuff, like, that's, like, little stupid, just, like, mental things. But I think if, like, on the grand scheme of having an ick, it's going to be, you know, discovering a new habit that you haven't seen before that kind of grosses you out. Or realizing that you have incompatible values with a person. Like, your lifestyles just don't add up. Like, you've kind of gotten out of a stage of you're just meeting up and talking and catching up, and now you actually see their lifestyle. Now you actually see their habits. I think that's when the icks are going to come out to play, because now you know this person, not just on a surface level, but you're seeing kind of their daily actions. And then I think another huge one is like feeling like another person is not being genuine or not being authentic with you. I think that's the biggest ick in my book, is when I get like any sense of like this is not from a person, or like standoffishness or something, because I just don't like that feeling. I'm like, I don't want to feel like you're, like, schemey in any sort of way or lying in any sort of way. Like, it's just this.
Wait, I feel like that's not an ick. I feel like that's just character intuition.
Yeah, that's true.
Which
that's
is, it true. Gives the same thing as, like, tolerance and acceptance and what you're willing to accept from people. So it has the same reasons, but things that are the ick are, like, stupid, silly things that don't actually mean anything. I think when someone's being schemey or deceptive, that is a very valid thing to be like, no, thank you, I'm done. Yeah. Whereas the things that are icks are like borderline invalid things to say, I don't like this person because of this. I think it's just little ways that your dislike for someone is bubbling up to the surface and manifesting.
Yeah. It's interesting because you can look at it a lot of different ways. I asked my good friends to share if they've had any super ick experiences or anything that's like a consistent ick for them. And some shared like big lifestyle things, and then some said like little tiny specific things. So I want to share, like, I want to go through a list of some icks either that we've had or our friends have had, or some common ones that I've seen online. But on a big lifestyle note, one of my friends had Cal is laughing at my list. What did you see?
What the hell?
Wait, what?
These are so specific.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like when I asked in a group chat of girls what their icks were, one of my best friends said when they eat like shit. That's a big lifestyle thing. That's a big habit. Yeah, like when they eat unhealthy, she doesn't like that. Obviously, that's like a difference in values. That's not something she likes to see. It kind of icks her out.
Wait, but an immediate ick would be like if you're walking with people and they're like, oh, let's go get McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, that's like an in-the-moment thing where you're like, oh, I don't think I like that. In this context, where it's not like we're friends and our lifestyles are incompatible. It's more of like an in-the-moment thing. And I think both are valid and both have the same reasonings and rationales behind why you experience these feelings of like resistance to a person or frustration to a person but
I guess the bigger side of that would be, okay, we have different values if I don't feel like you're eating very healthy. And in the moment thing for me that would get me is, one, if you were like needing to grab lunch or something and someone suggested fast food, just because that's like never been my habit, like that would be an ick for me. Or also, I feel like if you're grocery shopping with a person, like
that's crazy.
Like if you're grocery shopping with someone, I can just imagine them like grabbing certain things and it giving me the ick, and I would have to like hold myself together, not like in a judgmental like you shouldn't do that way, but it's just a clear, like, it would just show me a clear change of values, I think, if they like got certain things. Like, just imagine
second, dad is texting because he's like, he's at the grocery store and he's, speaking of
Speaking of
he's
shopping.
Texting because he can't find the right Yeah, that's the right kombucha. Like, imagine you're grocery shopping with someone and they buy, like, a pack of Hostess donuts or something like that. Like, they just throw it in the cart.
Like, nobody's business?
Like, nobody's business. I would be like, oh.
See, oh. I wouldn't, honestly, I wouldn't get icked by that. I would just be like, huh. Interesting choice. In my head, obviously, not going to say, like, never, ever, ever, ever publicly shame someone's food choices. Yes. But that's just not ever something that I would do. And so when you're doing that with someone, that's just a difference. I don't think that's an ick, though.
No?
I don't think these classify as an ick. Because I would have a repulsive emotion feeling
in that moment if somebody suggested that they wanted to take me to McDonald's for lunch or if we were grocery shopping and they got a sleeve of Hostess donuts. That would make me repulsed in the moment.
Wait, interesting. I don't think I would be repulsed. I think I would just silently take a second and, like, go nonverbal and be like, think through it, everything.
Okay.
In that moment. But the thing about icks is, like, they're stupid things.
It's stupid
because
things.
The reason I don't think grocery shopping with someone and they buy a ton of, like, junk food, I don't think that's an ick because that's not, like, a silly thing. That's a clear sign of this is not something I would do. These are different values. We are different people.
I think icks can be, like, somewhat serious, though.
But that moves into, like, serious territory. Icks are not serious. Icks are so unserious. No, I will die on this. Icks are so unserious. Like, running to pick up a ping pong ball or...
Yeah, like, no, I get that.
Going to take a sip of a drink and, like, you can't get the straw and you chase it around the cup with your mouth. Like, those are icks. Just stupid, silly things that should not have any weight or shouldn't justify that severe of a reaction. Like, that's what an ick is to me. Other things that have similar reactions, when they are valid or kind of those bigger ticket, higher weight things, like differences in values or actions, those are justified and valid. I think that those fall into a different category. Icks are so specifically, like, stupid one-liners that you tolerate on other people or don't notice on other people. And I think that's my biggest takeaway from, like, this is not how I thought this episode was going to go, but that's my biggest takeaway from thinking through the topic of icks, is that when someone else does it, it doesn't have that, like, visceral reaction from you. But when certain people do these things, it brings out the absolute worst in you. Mm. And you, like, physically cringe. And it should not give you that big of a reaction. Because imagine you're sitting at brunch or dinner and your friend, or even just, like, in someone's house, and your friend, like, chases a straw around a cup. You'd be like, oh my god, that's hilarious.
Or you wouldn't think anything of it.
Things that would just fly over your head or would be funny that are the complete opposite with other people are giving you the ick. That is just your perception of them coming out in different forms.
I know what you mean. I just think there's a little bit of a gray area because I think traditionally I've thought of icks as, like, those little things, but I also see how it can just be, like, smaller manifestations of different lifestyle values if you look at it that way. But for the most part, I think it's just a bit of, you know, your brain trying to abort a certain relationship and trying to find that. But some funny ones, one of my friends said the poorly eating example, and then one said when a boy is taking his pants off and, like, it gets down to his ankles
and he has to do the little steps up.
I saw it a couple different ways. I'm like, yeah, okay, either it's, like, on the floor and you're doing a little steps up, or it's, like, down to the point of your ankles and you're, like, bending over to pull your pant leg off of your ankle. Both are equally, like,
on the floor, then can't you just...
Yeah, that's true.
Take your foot out of it.
Yeah. I see that.
Like, step, as in, I'm going to take my right leg and stand on the bottom of my left leg and then pull my left leg out. And then I'm going to take my left leg and stand on my right leg and pull my right leg out.
Like, and that's then your feet are out. Okay, yeah. I think that's what she was talking about. But it's because funny because,
you
know,
sometimes,
like,
you have to do it, like, a few times. You have to, like, step, like, back and forth.
Yeah. If you're witnessing that, and that's just a clear sign that you're, like, not attracted to someone. If you're witnessing that and that's giving you the ick,
that's just telling you. That's what icks are. But I honestly think it's funny how silly
they can be.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'll get icks more with people that, like, I didn't even really like from the start. I think it's really common, like, when you were just trying to give some...
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
If I'm on a shot or like romanticize somebody a little bit from the start, but then when that wears off, then all of the icks actually come out.
Does that say social media filters?
Like when they, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I said social media filters as an ick, like, because like imagine a guy, like, you know how sometimes you look at a boy's Instagram and like they have like a sepia filter or it's oversaturated, like, or something like that. Like, you should not be doing it. Like, no one should be doing that.
Okay.
I think we've all learned better than to over edit photos.
Rebuttal. Sometimes it is hilarious in the best way possible. Like, so unironically. Like, my cousin sent me a photo of, I need to show you this photo because it's of us when we were like 8.
Okay.
And he's taking a selfie and I'm like covering his face in it.
Yeah, but we're children.
Yeah, I know, but it was, like, in sepia tone.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is... And he sent it to me. I sent him a text last night at 11 p.m., and he responded this morning to the text at 7:03 in the a.m., and then 5 minutes later with this photo.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, where did you find this? How did you acquire it so quickly? That's funny. And it had a sepia tone filter.
I'm just thinking, so, like, one time... Because I think you see this often if you're just doing, like, a random Instagram scroll, but I remember vividly one time I went on one date my freshman year of college, and this wasn't his actual name, but I'll just change the name, but he had an Instagram username that was like TommyBoy2000, and it was full of like landscape photos and posed gym photos that were all oversaturated and contrasted, and it was really, really difficult to look at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rebuttal.
Okay.
Rebuttal. You know how you have those, like, in-class friends, like, random friends that you meet and you are completely in other, like, you exist in different worlds, like, very different people? Sometimes you get along so well with someone whose Instagram is, like, TommyBoy2000. And it is
it's like the best character trait of them, because you're like, you are just so, you're like such a real person, and yeah. and I love this, and you like are just yourself, and you do your own thing, because sometimes yeah. you're like, I love, this is awesome.
Right, because it's not a bad thing, but it's ick worthy, I think, right. when you are like going on a date with a person or something like that. Yeah. Then it's ick worthy. Yeah. Otherwise, I would look at that and be like, oh, that's kind of goofy. Yeah.
I do love, this is such a side note, but the, I love group projects in school mm. when there's like four very different people.
This is true.
And then, like, I had a group project once, and one person was like, computer, one was me, and then one was computer science, one was like a gaming major, and this was like a finance business pitch class, and one was, I forget what the, like, we were all very, very different people, like ran in very different circles, but you get to, I feel like discussions are always so great, because yeah. everyone has, like, you all have, people can have similar values and you match on that, but then you bring very different perspectives and like little pieces to the table mm-hmm. and it's just interesting to have very different people getting along so well, because it just, I don't know, it's refreshing, because yeah. I feel like we're always in our own little bubble, so true. When you do, being someone who, my Instagram is like first name last name, like we've been over the whole social media curation and all of that, and if you're listening, you're likely the same, like the interests are wellness and like going to brunch and, you know, like taking a picture of the sky. And then during this like class project, I'm like best friends with someone whose Instagram handle is Tommyboy 2000 or whatever we came that the right. handle was, and every post is like a gaming compilation, and I'm like, we are besties right now, who would have known, like right. this is awesome.
Yeah. Because icks, these, they aren't typically bad things, but it's just, like, the things that tend to give you repulsive reactions. Like, when I think of what would icking Catherine out, usually it, my mind goes to footwear. I think someone was wearing flip-flops with you.
I'm more tolerant of that, but it depends. I just think if you're wearing, like, flip-flops to school or, like, the public, don't. I'm but a proponent of, like...
That would make
like,
you kind of uncomfortable. I know it would. But because like, it has.
Yeah. I just think it has to be... In my mind, I love going barefoot.
This is so funny because you're, like, right now, you're just... I feel like you're so, like, mature. You're, like, nothing icks me out. But that so does.
Like, yeah.
I feel like if someone but I've in gotten public
so
with you...
But I've gotten so much better with things like that good. Is my point
that's
in
good.
All this.
That's good.
Because... I, like, all summer, I do not wear shoes. Like, not even a one.
Yeah.
Not even a one. Because, what do I do? Like, walk into the surf shop, I never pack a pair of shoes, and never pack clothes. Yeah. Like, and my friends all do the same. But also, all my friends wear flip-flops. I choose to go barefoot. Or we'll be like, this is my favorite thing. There's one ice cream shop, like, down the beach, and the parking lot of it is just gravel and dirt, and we never wear shoes when we go there. And we're like... dodging puddles, stepping in, and then we're like, it's hilarious. We're like, blum with no shoes. Like, it just is what it is. That said, we do have an episode where it's like, he's a 10, but he's wearing flip-flops, immediate 3. Like, those are all
that way anymore?
Those, no, I wouldn't be, honestly, if you're getting dressed and leaving the house, don't put on a pair of flip-flops.
Right,
like, you,
I would say if somebody...
A pair of slip-on shoes takes the same amount of effort.
Yeah.
And
I would say that, or like if they're wearing sneakers, like kind of running sneakers-esque with an outfit, and like they have like long floppy bow tie laces going on.
This is, I saw the one on your list. Ick. That is a really important thing. This is why I take 70 hours to tie my shoes, is because I tie my shoes in a bow, tie them real tight, and then I take one side, the bow and the... Like, the loop and the string, and then I tuck it into the side, and then I tuck the other one into the side, like, really tucked. Tight. No one has seen a shoelace on me since 2011. It just is. I have Velcro shoes. This is hilarious. This is definitely probably giving some people the ick, but, like,
your
I walk around with Velcro
bands.
One time I was, like, leaving someone's house, and I, like, set... Someone was my friend, but I, like, sit down to Velcro my shoes, and I was like, I'm 21 years of age.
I'm Velcroing my shoes.
This is hilarious. But yeah, I think it's really interesting what you tolerate, both varying from person to person and as your perspective changes in life. Like, if we filmed this episode, when did we film the He's a 10, but like...
It was more than a year ago.
A year and a half ago. all of those we've definitely were, grown since all of those then. Were like results of icks.
Yeah.
But I also was thinking about this. Oh, I already said this in the beginning of the episode, but I was thinking about this yesterday a lot because we're home for Thanksgiving. Like, I've been with home friends that none of us have seen each other
since for a while. Summer.
Yeah. And we had Friendsgiving last night, but it was actually just like a bunch of people standing outside in 20 degree weather. Like, it was awesome. And I was like, this is, if I walked up to someone else's function, I like didn't know the people that were here, I would be like, this is
the worst so function foul ever.
This is the worst thing ever. But like, there were no lights because we were so far from my friend's house, like in the yard, because we had a massive fire going. So I pulled my car around to the backyard and turned my headlights on, and that was like our lighting for the evening. And it was hilarious. And I was just sitting on the roof of my car, like hanging out. And there were other people there that were like someone's brother and like someone's brother's friend. Like, I think those were the only like extras that were kind of hanging out there. But I was like, this is one of them I could tell was having the worst time ever. And I was like, I get it, honestly. Cause if I walked up and I was in your position, I'd be like, this is awful. Like, to us, it was so much fun. So I think it's so dependent on your perspective and your tolerance and your like excitement with someone, because when you are super appreciative of someone and you have a good relationship or want a good relationship with someone, then you make the most out of like less is more, and you can get excited over little things.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you had this written down. I just read, but I don't think this is an ick. This is just straight up irritating for anyone to do. It says when someone pretends to be more knowledgeable about something than they actually are.
Yeah.
That's just, you are bothering me. You know, that's when someone, you know, when it's clear someone like doesn't know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But which is valid. Like, I don't know. No one knows everything. And honestly, I get into conversations all the time where I'm like, I have no idea.
But I typically preface it with, I don't know much about this, but I'm happy to talk about it.
Like, that's how people learn, and that's how people get exposed to new things. And also, even if you like don't give a shit about the topic, if your friends are talking about something and you have no idea what's happening, I love to listen. Mm-hmm. I love to sit there and like observe and just absorb what they're like passionate about or talking about or know about in general. But when someone is talking about something that it's clear that they don't know a ton about or don't know everything about, but the issue, which is valid, but the issue here is when they act like they know everything about it and they know more than everyone in the room and they know literally every single thing and they're the expert.
When you have big goals in a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
And this and blah, blah, blah. And you're sitting there and you're like, oh my God, shut up. You're bothering me. Because see, I don't think that's less of an ick and more of just like a,
yeah, but
oh my God, stop, you're irritating, like personal character flaw.
Yeah, but it could manifest as an ick if someone just like says a one-off sentence or something and they just like try to act super, I don't know, cocky or something. That's an ick.
Yeah,
that's an ick. Another ick that I wrote down, because this is kind of popular in Boston, I don't know much about other cities, but like an e-bike or an e-scooter, maybe less on the scooter for me, because I think, like, okay,
wait, I kind of get it in a way. More on the scooter.
Yeah. It would be an ick. I just think it's kind of an ick. Like, use a regular bike and pedal your feet, or use your feet and walk.
Well, what if
like,
they're going far?
Yeah, I know. So that's why I'm like, okay. That's why I'm like, okay, it's not really an ick. But if you're going a short distance and you're using, like, an electronic bike, I'm like, you're 20 years old. Like, you're agile, you know?
Wait, I think that's so fine because, like, we live in a city.
You're making me sound so
No, a bad. Scooter, a scooter I get because imagine someone's like, all right, see ya.
No, but I mean, like, an electronic bike. Like, not one that you pedal with your feet.
Like, yeah, but they... You pedal sometimes, and then it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it... Okay. Rebuttal here.
You're literally rebutting me this whole episode, but I kind of... It's fun.
When I walk to work, it's 3 miles, and it takes an hour. No one has an hour
to spend.
Because the train... Also an hour, and then it's musty and dusty, and you're inside, and you're sweating, and it's awful.
Yeah.
It's an awful experience. But you could take a city bike, and you could go in, like, 15 minutes. You could ride a bike, you can go in 15 minutes.
I agree.
So, that works. But also, if you're going 3 miles, maybe not everyone wants to ride their bike 3 miles down and back every day, or, like, whatever distance they have to ride. So, then that's where the electric bike comes in. Personally, I don't think I would spend my money on an electric bike. Like, maybe I would spend my money on a regular bike because I can just pedal my feet. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, but, to your point, I do also feel like I get icked about things a lot less than I did when I was younger. I think looking back at, like, relationships in high school and such, which not that there were many, but when I look back, I'm like, I had a habit in high school of if I ever dated a person, it would be for 2 months max. And then before I knew, like, how to define what an ick was, or before I knew what that feeling was, I would get so icked out. Everything would bother me. I would start, like, majorly disliking this person, and then I would end it after, like, 2 months every time. And now I do think that I am much more tolerant of things. I think it's a sign of maturity.
I want to bring up an ick is, I don't know how to think this one, about this one. Someone, like, sitting down to get a haircut. And I'm bringing this up because my friend just texted us. Guys, my barber gave me a fade.
Oh, no.
This kid had shaggy hair as of 1 hour ago when I saw him last. And now I'm dying to see.
Can he come over so I can, like, visualize this?
Yeah, I'm gonna see. But that was an ick that I know people have said before, is, like, sitting down to get your hair cut.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's a vulnerable thing to do.
No, it is. That's why I think I'm, like, trying to overlook icks much more, because a lot of the time it's things like that are, like, vulnerable. Not, yeah, okay, vulnerable is a good word, but it's like you didn't choose to do that. Like, you have to get your hair cut, so, like, it can't be an ick when you're sitting down in the barber's chair with the cape on, because, like, what is that about you? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't say anything about you other than that's just kind of, like, an embarrassing moment. At the end of the day, it's a good thing. Or I see so many things, like, I was looking at what girls said were their icks online, and so many other, like, when he has to open up an umbrella. And I'm like, I get it. I get what you mean, that if you, like, didn't like somebody, watching them be, like, vulnerable, opening up an umbrella, that would give you the ick. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, if it's pouring rain, you gotta use an umbrella sometimes. So
wait, here's another point of growth. I feel like it's a normal thing for people to be like, I don't want to wear a jacket. Or, like, it's 20 degrees outside.
I would do that so much as kids.
Our parents, like, would do
I don't want to wear a jacket.
Not
no
kids.
Jacket.
Like, up until maybe, like, the last, 18, like,
19.
20. We'd be going to dinner or something, and we'd be getting in the car. We'd be going to, like, visit our grandparents, and the family's getting in the car. And my mom's like, put on a jacket. And I'm like, no, I'm wearing a sweatshirt. Like, this is my jacket, blah, blah. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. We'd, like, be so defiant and not put on a jacket.
Yeah.
For why? It's literally 33 degrees outside
like
right now.
Now I feel like you've, bought your own jackets and have chosen jackets that you like, though, too. Also, like, I feel like when you're younger, it's just, like, whatever jackets are around the house. And I felt like it was killing my vibe.
It was killing my vibe. You know, but it kills your vibe. Same thing with an umbrella. Like,
it kills the vibe.
Up until very recently. But I've started using them recently.
Yeah. You're getting less ick by yourself.
Yeah, I know. I think it's just literal. Jeez, this is crazy. Side note, I saw a meme and it was like my plans for the next 5 years. And it was like 2023, like, I don't know, graduate college. And then the next, like, 2025, finish developing my frontal lobe. And then like 2026, like I don't know, it was all, but that was like to-do list.
What does having the ick mean? One, it could mean that this person was never really right for you, and deep down you know that, and now you're just starting to notice.
Sorry, I forgot
these
we had
things.
To rein it back in and say something productive at the end of these things.
Well, there's always a point, but I do like when we have a conversation about something and sometimes we have differing opinions, it's nice to honestly do that and not feel like we're just spewing out advice and on the same page. I kind of like the conversational stuff, but I think at the end of the day, what I've gotten from this conversation is that you get the ick, one, because maybe the person wasn't right for you and you've been romanticizing them, and now that that's kind of worn off, your brain's just doing a 180 and it's noticing all the icks for the first time. Maybe, though, it's a maturity thing in yourself, as in Catherine and I are feeling like we used to be a lot more prone to the ick, and we're not necessarily anymore. We used to be much more ick prone, and now I think we're maturing a little bit. That maybe it's like a fear of commitment and you're trying to self-sabotage, or maybe it's just that you've not gotten this close with somebody new or like seen into somebody else's lifestyle in the same way, and it's not necessarily that they're giving you the ick, but it's just kind of somewhat out of your comfort zone. I think it's probably pretty common with people who have an avoidant attachment style, and maybe you are less comfortable with intimacy and closeness with somebody, and so that next level of like getting to know somebody just makes you uncomfortable in general and is going to bring about more of an ick.
Like you're doing it to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's less of the person as well and more of like unresolved traumas or past negative experiences that maybe not even reflected in this person, but just the closeness to a new person is a bit scary in that way. Like that could be triggering it. So I think that there's two sides where it could be about this person and your relationship in general, and like it's just not the right fit. Like they do genuinely just ache you out a bit, because that is so understandable. Or it could be a lot more of this like deep down personal stuff that's kind of just manifesting in this way to make you think that this person is icking you out, when really they might just be opening an umbrella. If you're experiencing the ick, how do you get past it? I think you need to really think about, is this something that seems silly and stupid, or is this a serious values thing? Like, is it a legitimate, is it like the unhealthy eating or the lifestyle example? Maybe they're like so unclean and so unmessy and don't really seem to take care of themselves in different ways. Maybe that actually feels like a legitimate lifestyle difference, as like this relationship is not going to work. Or is it little silly things like the way that they're, you know, sipping out of a straw, or the way that they're opening umbrella, or the way that they're putting a jacket on? Then if it's that, then you need to say, okay, is this me just trying to self-sabotage and sabotage this? Or subconsciously, do I know that this person's not right, and so I'm trying to find silly things to sabotage it and make it seem not right? Because I think even if you are like self-sabotaging in a way, it could still go either direction of like, this is a me problem, or this is a not a connection problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, think clearly by yourself. I think taking a little time apart could help as well. If you've been spending a ton of time with someone, even just like, you know, creating a breather day for yourself or something like that, or just, you know, dialing it back for a second so that you can really judge it without being in it quite so much. That's probably pretty helpful. And then consider whether the ick is a deal breaker. If it's like something that is persistent and it's not like all of these little silly things, but it's like a persistent thing that makes you feel like there's a difference in values or something that you really can't stand, is that a deal breaker in a relationship? Like, are you done? You're tapping out? Is it something you could talk to them about? And maybe it's like an easy fix for them if it's not like a huge thing in their life. Maybe you just really can't stand the way that somebody like throws their clothes in a pile on the side of their room. Like, if it's something as simple as that, it's not a deal breaker and it can change.
James,
and yeah, we saw our friend's room the other day. It was crazy bad.
Did you? I also found out another piece of lore. Because we were laughing about that last night. And someone was like, oh my God, thank God he got sheets finally. And his brother was like, oh, I totally forgot about how he used to sleep in a sleeping bag for years. Like, sleeping bag on the mattress. And it was the crazy... It was so funny. It was so funny. Anyway, if you walk into someone's house and it's, like, a sleeping bag on the mattress...
Run.
No, because a sleeping bag would cost more, if not the same, as sheets.
That's absurd.
You know?
I've never, like... Oh my god, I think if I did that mattress, even for one day, my mom would be like,
you're crazy. If you have a bed and a mattress, though, and you put a sleeping bag on it, I feel like that can justify an ick.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that one's worthy. So, the final thing I would say is that if you're getting icks and you're feeling icks, don't beat yourself up about it. It's such a normal feeling. It doesn't make you a bad person or a mean person to experience that. And like we've kind of gotten into, there's a lot of different reasons for it, and typically it's very valid in one way or another, even if it's not a valid, like, oh, this makes this person actually so gross and such a bad person. Even if it's not valid in that way, whatever you're feeling is valid for whatever reason. And if nothing else, it's, you know, a fun story to tell your friends or for you to laugh about. So that's what we have for you about the ick.
If you want to get Impress Yourself merch, I've been sending out a few packages recently, and it just makes me so excited for the winter. I saw one of my friend's younger sisters last night, and she has a hoodie and a beanie, but it was like summer, so she didn't bring the beanie back to school, and she was like, I'm so excited to bring the beanie. And I was like, yes, this is awesome.
You guys know you can also follow at Girls With Goals Pod on Instagram or TikTok. You can follow our personals, Caroline Kinneen.
And Catherine Kinneen. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you next episode.
Bye.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.